put all his documents in a burn bag and hide them over here. Like a Three Stooges movie or something. But no, it's our federal government.
Come on, shred him like any good Democrat. Come on.
Yeah.
You know.
Burn bag.
Yeah.
That's going to be... Wait, that term is going to catch on. Burn bag. Yes. Just call me Burn Bag Bob. Yes. It is 9:07, so the 9 o'clock stretch in progress. Oh, yeah, yes. All right, feel better? I do.
Oh, yeah.
Your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And FBI Director Kash Patel came out and said, hey, I was rummaging around some of these areas of the FBI building that I used to work here, but there's some places I haven't been to.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, hey, I'm the director. What's this key open? Who's got the key to this door? I'd have been doing all that.
Poking around day one.
Heck,
come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess if you look long enough, he found a stash place where there was a burn bag that allegedly holds a bunch of documents related to the Trump-Russian probe. Yeah, and, a burn bag is used, I guess, a system where they put a bunch of documents in there, and at some point they're going to be destroyed. It's usually classified. Documents are higher. And like Greg said, why don't you shred them? I guess there's people that can put the shred stuff together.
People. Yes, there are. Yeah.
Very, very bored people, or they're getting paid a lot of money to do it. Apparently, thousands of documents were found in the secret room. You have a secret room at the FBI.
That's double, triple secret.
So there's FBI agents everywhere, and nobody ever goes, hey, what's that room over there?
Shh.
And you know why? Secret. You know why?
Why?
Because it was hidden behind, a false panel.
Oh, like
come
fake,
on, Greg.
The fake bookcase kind of thing.
Exactly.
Or the decorative trim.
You have to actually pull on one of the books, angle it down, and then the door kind of slides open.
Nobody ever thought of that.
No.
In a movie.
or TV show.
TV
or
show. Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to wonder how does that happen? It's a secret room. This was a room that allegedly was used by former FBI Director James Comey and his agents involved with the Crossfire Hurricane probe. Patel also reportedly found classified annex to former Special Counsel John Durham's final report, which includes the underlying intelligence he reviewed. So classified annex, kind of, an appendix or I don't know how else you would look at it, kind of a directory or whatever, but apparently that's never been released before. They plan on releasing that. They're going to give it to Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley. And sources that were exclusively briefed, they briefed Fox News on some of the contents of the annex, including the U.S. intelligence community had credible foreign sources indicating that the FBI would play a role in spreading the alleged Trump-Russia collusion narrative before the Bureau ever launched that Crossfire Hurricane probe. A source familiar with the contents of the classified documents said while it may not be exactly clear in the moment what the intelligence collection meant, with the benefit of hindsight, though, it predicted the FBI's next move with alarming specificity. So, and again, what's the bottom line to all this stuff? All these bombshells, all these career-changing things, all the, the eyewitnesses and the whistleblowers and all that. At the end of the day, have we seen anything of a punitive nature toward the bad guys?
No.
No.
Nothing.
No, we haven't.
No perp walks.
I mean, we'll continue to follow them, but we're not getting all worked up about it. I mean, there's still lots of things lying around, shall we say, that we never got the real story for. Case in point, the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, recently a book was written, kind of looking into it and questioning maybe the FBI's involvement. The FBI certainly was involved, but, to what degree? It does give you a reason for pause, for sure. But here's one of the points I wanted to make. Now, the name's probably very familiar, Timothy McVeigh. He's the one that they put to death in this bombing of the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City in 1995. And it was massive. And so he had somebody with him, by the name of Terry Nichols. Now, he's still in prison. Now, if those were the only two involved, that might be one thing.
But
there is witness accounts. And when I say witness accounts, I mean 24 eyewitnesses on the ground in Oklahoma City on April 19th of that year saw not just Timothy McVeigh in that famous Ryder truck, or infamous, but also a never-identified accomplice who rode next to him and was known only as John Doe number 2. And initially, that manhunt that went out also involved looking for John Doe number 2. Well, apparently he vanished into thin air, never to be heard from or even heard about or even really talked about ever again. Maybe until now, at least. So the woman's name is Margaret Roberts, and she's the author of a new book, Blowback, The Untold Story of the FBI and the Oklahoma City Bombing. And listen, she was the news director for America's Most Wanted, very popular TV show. And it also gave her a chance to work really hand in hand and very close with a lot of the FBI investigators.
Well, she does have credibility.
Absolutely.
Not just another author writing a book.
No, she's an award-winning investigative journalist.
Nice.
And she is the only reporter who actually got a face-to-face interview with a co-conspirator, Terry Nichols. So she talked to Terry Nichols, who's serving a life sentence, and Timothy McVeigh, of course, he was executed in 2001. And Robert's book, it's good timing that she put it out now because of these other things we're talking about, the FBI and you know how deeply some of them are entrenched, shall we say, in a partisan way, or maybe just in a very anti-Trump way, maybe, to make it a little bit more direct. Because, you know, the FBI is under the microscope. What's the real deal with Jeffrey Epstein?
Mm-hmm.
You know, their involvement in this kind of Trump-Russia collusion hoax. I would include in there, at least for me anyway, January 6th, I feel very, very strongly that there was, I'll call it over-involvement by either the FBI, the CIA, or both in that whole event, okay? And I believe that they, if there is enough investigation on it, they'll be found that they were actually part of an incitement,
mm-hmm.
which goes well beyond anything else like surveillance. So... And there was a star witness that was supposed to be part of a case. There was a trail that was led by an attorney named Jesse Trentendu, who pressed Landmark Freedom of Information Act litigation to force pieces of the untold story into the public view. Trentendu sued the FBI over the documents. And his star witness, a top FBI deep cover agent named John Matthews, was scheduled to testify, but backed out.
Wow.
Because of pressure from the Bureau. Backed out.
Hmm.
And Matthews apparently eventually left the FBI because he became disillusioned by what it was doing. And he said to the woman who wrote this book, Miss mm-hmm. Roberts, the job, the way what they wanted me to do, it was set up to incite violence. And I signed up to stop violence. So set up to incite violence. And
wow.
then January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Very
funny, we would have never thought about that back then. And we didn't at the time, did we?
No, that's why I think this is where hindsight can mm-hmm. really have a different, you'll get a different perspective based on where we are in history, what we've seen in the in-between times. Yep. Or as Don Henley so aptly put, this is the end of the innocents. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Hey, never miss a minute of the show. Search for the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:21. Your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday. Come on, weekend. Ooh. And whoo, big cooling off coming.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to drop way down. I think it might hit somewhere just below 100.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Pretty,
oh, yeah.
Pretty crazy. Feel like temperature is going to be slightly cooler than the face of the sun. Yeah. Yep. It's not exactly time to break out the jacket parade.
No, not yet.
And they are enjoying life in the closet, air conditioned, where they shall stay.
Hermetically
until
sealed.
The ambient outdoor temperature is lower than my air conditioned temperature inside. Yeah, so stay hydrated. Really watch yourself in the sun. It has been really unbearable. But hopefully we'll get... It's going to be a little break. It's not... A cold front is a Florida cold front.
Yeah, it's three degrees.
We're
talking high of 93 instead of 97, and the heat index a little lower. So yeah,
we'll take what we get for now.
Yeah.
You know, locally people have been outraged, and you know, rightfully so. I mean, we're not shocked, but it still doesn't mean you shouldn't react. And I'm talking about the Alachua County School Board member, Dr. Sarah Rockwell. And she had posted on social media after Hulk Hogan died, Hulk Hogan died good. You know, another MAGA. Very nasty.
Yeah.
That's how else you put it. Basically, you know, for Hulkster, well, you know, look, he's a public figure, and you can have your opinions or whatever. But she really denigrated anybody who voted for Trump, MAGA.
Yes.
You know? And I guess if one death is good, I would assume she was thinking more is better. I don't know. It's just, how can you get to an educational point where you get a doctorate and you're still, you know, it's not just ignorant. And you know what? It is like education can overcome ignorance up to a point. But you know what can fill the void and supersede, you know, intellect maybe in education? You know what can supersede that? Hate.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Hate.
You're right.
Her hate is beyond her brain power.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't register how hateful it is and how wrong it is, and she allowed it to go out on social media. Now, she apologized or whatever.
Well, they always do.
But people are rightfully outraged. I mean, she has a huge amount of influence on what your kids are taught in school. And if you already know, she has this incredible level of bias against any, you know, anything Trump, anything conservative. Could that reflect or impact what your kids are taught or how they're treated? Well, it could. It could, right? So apparently, there's going to be a little protest tonight at the Alachua County School Board meeting, and it regards it, Dr. Sarah Rockwell. And Alachua County School Board Chair recently celebrated Hulk Hogan's death, posting, "Good, one less MAGA. She can't be trusted with our kids. They deserve better. She's unfit to lead. Demand her immediate resignation." And they tell you, email the board. It's boardmembers@alachuaschools.net. You can call. The number is 352-955-7580. You can show up. That school board meeting is tonight at 5:30. You can pass along information like this email. If you receive it, you can pass along to your friends. And, in fact, the message itself is paid for by the Alachua County Republican Executive Committee. So, again, somebody so far left of center that they have a hatred for MAGA, we're not shocked. But when you don't have the instincts that tell you, hey, I probably shouldn't put this out on social media.
Yeah.
You're not sitting in the corner of a bar, you know, after a few beers talking to your best friend, where you might say something that you wouldn't want the general public to know. She put it out there so that all of the general public could see it. So it's that lack of kind of, you know, understanding. Well, it's lack of professionalism, but like I said, there's a level of hate there, if you want to be honest. That's what it is. It's hate. How else could you say it? you say good when referring to someone's death? Good? You're celebrating death because politically you're not aligned with that person. Isn't that sick? It's very sick. Yet, she's the one with the doctorate. Again, to me, not shocking.
Well, and people come out and say, oh, well, what, does she not have free speech too? I'm like, yes, she does have free speech, but, you know, when you work for a company, if you're on a board, if you are representing someone else, a lot of times there are technicalities of your free speech and your actions and what you should do, or should not in this case.
Well, she didn't put out there, you know, I'm voting for this person, or I'm voting for that, or I support this, or I support that. She was celebrating the death of a person because of their political affiliation.
Right.
Yeah. That's where hate, you know, supersedes free speech. And like you say, representative supposed to be in a position where I hope that her concerns are for all of the children.
Well, I went back and looked at when she was running for this position. That's one of the phrases she actually used of how she wants to, you know, be a part of all of the children of our community. And, well, I don't know that I would want that right now.
Well, look, if you put on your resume, you know, on your cover page or introductory letter, you say something like, look, let me introduce myself. I'm highly educated. I'm smarter than probably most of the people that are going to read this cover letter. Uh-huh. And I'm a far left whack job.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I hate conservatives and I have no use for them. So I should fit in quite well in Alachua County. And that's why you should vote for me to be part of your school board, you dummies.
She might have still won. Just saying.
It is possible.
It is possible.
As I like to say. All right. It's 9:28. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy, so we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast, every minute, every issue, on demand, in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy day. Wow. All of a sudden, it just kind of warmed up, didn't it, Greg? Man, those temperatures soaring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stay hydrated. Try to stay in the shade. You know, take care of the animals and any elderly that you know. You don't get that thirst feeling like you used to when you're younger. So just make sure you're getting that hydration in. It doesn't take much.
No.
All of a sudden, you're lightheaded. You're dizzy. You're not yourself. How many elderly people? I'm not picking on anybody, but how many elderly people go for local like emergency care and stuff,
mm-hmm,
because they feel awful, something's off, something's bad, and it really turns out that the majority of it really is dehydration.
Yeah.
So it does. It happens all the time. Stay on top of it.
Yep. Well, you mentioned the pets too, and even just like walking them. I mean, you don't think about how hot the pavement is, that sort of thing. And you know, just something to keep in mind.
Yes. So. No, you're very right. And
we got shoes on. We don't think about it. But you know, you go out, if you can put your hand on the blacktop in front of your house or the concrete and it's hot, think about what that feels like on their little feet.
Yeah, so,
yeah,
that's right.
So be careful.
Hey, I'm just getting word of somebody. Oh, do you remember Don Cherry? He was very involved with like the Young Marines and stuff like that, and he served his country very well. And he's, hate to say, he's passed away. Seems like not that long ago. He was, I saw him, but he is, you know, passed away at the age of 89.
Wow.
And there is a funeral today at 11. Sorry about the short notice, but funeral today at Queen of Peace Catholic Church. And he was very active, and he was very involved, and a lot of people loved him, and he served his nation. And you know, hearts and prayers for the family and all they'll have to deal with his loss. But he did a lot in those 89 years.
And that's one thing in this community, as we have seen, when you get, you know, the guys like that who continue to be active, the local veterans still kind of really respect those guys, appreciate what they've done, what they continue to do all the way up until the very end. And I think it's just important that we make sure they know.
Yeah, I mean, literally, it wasn't that long ago when I saw him. And again, he was busy, on behalf of I believe it was a Marine or some mm-hmm. group like that. And so, yes, he will be a loss to the community for sure. Nancy Pelosi put a whooping on Jake Tapper.
What?
Trying to feel sorry for Jake Tapper. He's coming out on the losing end on a lot of things. So he brings Nancy Pelosi on his show. Okay, that's a good get, right?
Sure, yeah.
For Tapper, it's Pelosi, yeah. It's CNN, right?
Yeah.
And so he has her on and he says, hey, this afternoon, President Trump mentioned you and he made an allegation about your investments. I want to roll that clip and then give you a chance to respond. Well, the clip fails to play. That's not his fault.
Right.
We seem to be having some let me just read what he said. I'm sorry, we're having some sort of technical issue. He said, Nancy Pelosi became rich. And then before he could, like, finish his statement, she interrupted him.
Uh-oh.
She said, why do you have to read that? We're here to talk about the 60th anniversary of Medicaid. That's what I agreed to come to talk about.
Ooh.
Wow. So, yeah.
The claws
and
come
he
out.
Says, and he says, yeah, but I wanted to give you a chance to respond. He accused you of insider trading. What's your response to that?
Oh, he kept going.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. He's brave.
Well, look, it's CNN. He's a host.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You got Pelosi on that could go yada, 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 vote Democrat or whatever.
Right.
If you can get a good Trump bash in on it, that's where you get your brownie points. Huh. And CNN is bleeding money. So if Tapper wants to keep his gig, all right, or, you know, he could go by the way of some late night hosts. But
yeah.
So anyway, she responds, that's ridiculous. In fact, I very much support stopping the trading of members of Congress. Not that I think anybody is doing anything wrong. If they are, they should be prosecuted and go to jail. But because of the confidence it instills in the American people, you know, don't worry about this. But I have no concern about the obvious investments that have been made over time. I'm not into it. My husband is, but it doesn't have anything to do with anything. Insider, but the president has his own exposure. So he's always projecting. He's always projecting. And let's not give him any more time on that. Please, we're going forward here. You know, good for Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
You know, finally growing tired of talking about Trump, even if you have an opportunity to bash him or kick him, but she knows how it works. No matter what you say about Trump, if you just say the word, it benefits him in some way, shape, or form. It always does.
And for her to go, well, you know, I'm not into that sort of thing. That's more my husband. Yeah, but her knowledge of what's going on in certain things in her job in the past, I'm sure she would never mention any of those things to her husband.
Well, there's been some people that have, you know, kind of followed, shall we say, his investments and say that he's out trading.
Oh, yeah.
He's out trading supercomputers, AI, the most brilliant minds in the world, making them look like literal buffoons. That's how good he is at it.
Yeah, his percentages
apparently
on return, not even normal.
Yeah, he's exceptional and apparently lucky and blessed.
But
before you get too jealous, remember, he is married to Nancy. You get carried away.
Yeah, there is that part.
Yeah.
Poor guy. That's almost as bad as getting hit the head with a hammer.
Yeah. How much money would it take to put up with her?
There's not enough.
But good for her schooling Jake Tapper.
That's funny.
And
that
he gets
funny.
Her, you know, he gets her in there. Let's talk about the 60th anniversary of Medicaid. I know that's near and dear to your heart and all that, right? Reels her in. And he's like, let's bash Trump. You know?
Wow.
She's like, I'm tired of talking about him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he's the one projecting.
Well, yeah. I mean, they got to say
you know,
something.
I know that, but that's the Democrats, you know, right there.
But that's them telling you what they do.
Yes, absolutely.
By her saying he projects, that automatically means that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyway.
Amazing.
Nancy won. Jake Tapper, zilch.
Oh, wow.
Sorry about that. Senate voted 52-44 to confirm former special ops soldier Joe Kent to serve as a director of the National Counterterrorism Center, the NCTC. It's an honor to serve our nation again and be back in the fight against terrorism, he wrote on X. Kent continued to thank President Donald Trump and the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, for their confidence in his leadership, and he said that they will pursue, relentlessly pursue, and defeat our nation's enemies. And in honor of our fallen, we fight on, he continued. And it seems like he's pretty well liked. He has some experience, and this is looks like it's a another good pick by the Trumpster, and this time not really meeting with a ton of resistance. Well, I mean, 52-44, he got a few. He got a couple over, I guess, or, well, there's some no votes maybe on the Dem side. Yeah, that could be, because that's a Senate. All right. How much time are they going to spend on trying to investigate who is covering up Joe Biden's cognitive decline? All right, maybe you start with who wasn't covering up.
Shorter list.
They all were.
Yeah, they were.
Every single person in that related to that administration I'm aware of. Do you remember anyone out loud saying, while he was still president, well, I should say before he decided to step down.
Decided, yeah.
Was there anybody saying that, yeah, Joe's definitely lost a step? Yeah, Joe's not as sharp as he used to be, but hey, we all get older. I mean, there's a way that you could do it that's not necessarily disparaging, but can be accurate. But no. I mean, no. So you know it was a discussion point behind closed doors. You know it was.
Well, and to turn it into over the top on the other side of things, I can't keep up with him. He's the best Joe Biden I've ever known in 78 years. I mean, all that stuff.
He's so sharp, I walked in the room and started bleeding. That's how sharp that guy was.
That's sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It was so bad.
Over the top, ridiculous. Yeah. Well, there's a couple of folks that work closely in the administration that are going to show up for the voluntary House Oversight Committee. They didn't have to be subpoenaed and otherwise.
Yeah.
They're coming in. But that doesn't mean they're going to share any real information. Mike Donilon, he was a former senior advisor, and also counselor Steve Ricchetti. So they were talking to him yesterday. They're supposed to talk to him again, I think, today. But are they going to share any real information? I highly doubt it. Look, I understand what's at stake. Who was really running the nation when Joe had checked out? Who was running the auto pen when Joe had clearly checked out, whether intermittently checking out or pretty much completely, you know, dropping out? And then what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that information? Again, I mean, can you really punish someone for that? If they say, look, I don't believe that he was, you know, that he was in really, you know, cognitively declining any great deal. I mean, I don't know that you can put somebody in jail for that, for saying that.
Right.
I mean, you'd have to get like direct statements. Witnesses, corroboration, all kinds of stuff. I think this will be another thing that ends in a nothing burger.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we know he had cognitive decline. Nobody with a brain and eyes or ears, you could hear radio reports and go, oh, that guy's not, he's not putting it all together. Everybody knows that definitely was the case.
Right.
But how are you going to get, you know, who used the pen? And they're going to say, well, the president told me to take care of that.
Right. In person, or was it an email, or how did...
He sent me a note that said, I can take care of all these things using the auto pen.
Uh-huh.
Did he sign it? Well, with the auto pen. I mean, I don't know.
Again, it
is another thing that will anything really come of it? Doesn't mean that it's not important or it didn't happen, but what's going to be the net result? And without, you know, something, how do you prevent it from happening again?
Ooh, good
approaching
question.
9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Hey, it's things for time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now, please, 877-975-9825. It's going to be another awesome day. We're going to make it that way, right? All right. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It is 9:53 right now. It is time for things that make you smile. Looking for upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. And we don't do birthday shout outs, but if we did, I would definitely be sending a couple shout outs to my pickleball friends in Keystone. Doug and Ray, two guys that I consider great guys, good friends, pickleballers, riding motorcycles and just having a good time, and enjoyed the birthday festivities yesterday at Doug's house. So wow. Congratulations on another trip around the sun.
Well, it's a shame we can't wish him happy birthdays, though.
No, because we don't do birthday shout-outs.
Well, I know if I were able to, I would actually have one for Chad Brock. Chad's a member of our community, and a lot of folks might have heard him singing country songs in the past on the radio, wherever he happened to be around the country. But he's in our neck of the woods, and if we could mention that it was his birthday, then I would have that today's.
He lives around here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a local.
He's a buddy of yours?
Oh, yeah, we chat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. It's always got to be some, you know, it's got to be a name drop when it comes, you know what I mean? Well, I just have Doug and Ray.
Everybody's got a name, you know. Just
yeah,
saying.
Greg's got a, you know, you might have heard his songs all over the radio, all over the country. Jeff, what's making you smile?
You know, I'm trying to do what's bugging you this morning, and then you go and throw brain freeze on it, and that made me smile.
Thank you, dear Lord. Every time I say something witty, I got to give him credit because I'm not that smart. Mm. Mark, what's making you smile? Did we lose him?
I don't know.
Maybe I hit the wrong button.
I don't know. If he's not there, jump to the next one.
All right.
By ear, yeah.
Hi, who's this, and what's making you smile?
Hey, it's Tom, and it's 31 days until the Gators kick it off against Long Island University at 7 o'clock. Cannot wait.
Now, come on. We could probably still be walk-ons at Long Island University.
Wow. Okay.
I still have a couple of years of eligibility.
That's all Social Security.
I'm going to show you punks how the game was played when we wore leather helmets. Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Go Gators. I love it. I can't wait either. I'm right there with you. Smoking Gun coming up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. New York Times columnist and Trump critic Brett Stevens recently was praising President Trump's successes in a new column, and he even described himself as a never-Trump conservative. And then he went on to list all of Trump's accomplishments, including NATO and dealing with Iran, etc. And he said, if Trump's opponents want to someday be effective, and let's face it, they haven't been, then we have to come to grips with the realities that have so far eluded us, such as not everything Trump does is bad. And that is your wise Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.